And I've got to ask you just to start, how did this all start for you? I know your doctor, and I know some patients started coming to you. Was that what happened?
Partially that, and partially it's a personal story. I was in a relationship with a woman began getting stalked, started with stalking, and we had noticed people following her to and from my home, following me to and from her home. Then she began having conversations with people that weren't there, and being drugged with Rohypnol, a date rape drug, and raped by people that were breaking into her condominium. Started writing down the plate numbers of the stalkers, and they all traced back to a private investigative service owned by a former FBI guy and some of his relatives, some of which were former members of the Department of Defense. So did a little checking into what was going on with her. She had been, no evidence of mental illness in the past or anything like that. Started checking into what technologies could do this. I had heard a little bit about satellite surveillance in the past, and luckily have some friends in the intelligence business, and spoke to a friend on the FBI and the CIA to verify some of the technology, since it seemed to be following her everywhere. And indeed, they said, we do have technology now on satellite that can use X-ray imaging to see you indoors, and there are directed energy weapons on it to attack you with, and as well as some audio harassment tools, two of which we found out about being what you've covered on your show before, which is voice to skull. I know I've heard some other people that you've had on mention having voice to skull. Some people think they're hearing the voice of God. I remember hearing one of your guests say that she went for a couple of months thinking that she had been anointed or suddenly become a prophet before somebody explained to her she was being harassed.
Harassed, absolutely. And well, in your particular case with your girlfriend at the time, why her? What did they want with her?
It was in our case, it was purely sexual assault based. Now, in other victims that I've spoken with and that we've interviewed, there's a lot of reasons. Some people are whistleblowers. Some people are what we like to call social outliers, possibly people that have had some drug problems that are easily discredited anyway. By their lifestyle, they've slightly discredited themselves. So when this starts to happen to them, nobody listens.
Jeez, it's frightening. How long has it been going on, John, all over the place?
I know most of the victims I've talked to, including several people here in San Antonio, that's been going on for over a decade. Probably one of the earliest reports that I've gotten was from one victim that was in a motorcycle accident, was taken to UC Davis in 1981, and his problem started after being released from the hospital. And that included not only directed energy attacks, but stalking, as well as hearing voices.
In her case, was there a point where you said to yourself, well, there's something wrong with her. I've got to get her some help.
Well, and that's one of the problems with this. This technology was obviously developed to simulate mental illness or delusional disorder or schizophrenia. That's one of the things that we're myself and several other doctors, PhDs that are looking into this, are trying to develop some criteria for distinguishing between true mental illness and someone who's being victimized. And that's been very hard to do because, as you know, mental illness does exist.
It is real. That's right.
And schizophrenics and certain people with certain delusions, auditory delusions, will hear voices. Now, the biggest difference that I've seen is that most schizophrenics will tell you the voices they hear kind of sound like garbled voices in a subway, multiple voices. The voices that these victims hear are usually very clear, very distinct, sometimes multiple people talking not only to them but to each other, sometimes using their real names. Sometimes the victims know the names of the people that are doing the watching, because it's obviously surveillance combined with attack.
And are they being attacked 24/7, John?
A lot of the people are being attacked 24/7. It seems like some of the goal of the attack is to keep people up 24 hours a day. Sleep deprivation, which is one of the other reasons that we're looking at this as possible, possibly being some form of government experimentation.
I was going to ask you that. It sounds like that they may be, picking people and then just testing them.
That's almost what it seems like, because it's really random. We've done, through Freedom from Covert Surveillance and Harassment, the human rights organization, we've done some pretty extensive surveys to try to get the demographics on the population that's being attacked. 70% are women. Most of those women are between 35 and 50, either divorced or single and living alone. So there seems to be a large sexual assault component to it.
They're trying to take advantage of them or what with that?
It appears to be that. A lot of people that are being victimized have gotten on the wrong side of a large attorney group. There's often PIs involved. It appears that this may be getting networked through large law firms or private investigative groups. Mm-hmm. I've spoken to a lot of victims in a lot of different states that have either had PIs following them around doing the stalking or have been in some legal problems with usually a very large law firm.
Interesting. Now, this is going on in a number of states?
From the surveys that we've taken and from the people that I've interviewed, it's going on in every state, pretty much except for a couple of, like, North Dakota and South Dakota, some of the less populated states, and I think that's just a reflection of the population of the state. But what we found are the four biggies are California, Texas, Florida, and New York City.
What about worldwide? Is this a problem?
It is a global problem. I've been contacted by people from India, from Ireland, England, France, Spain. China has a large population of it. So it is a global problem as well, which, you know, kind of, I mean, I know you've done a lot of shows on One World Government and New World Order. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of what it's looking like this might be a excellent tool for actually instilling a New World Order or One World Government, because you can only control people with guns and taxes, you know, to some extent. Guns won't control a lot of people, and taxes miss a lot of people, but this type of a weapon will get everyone.
What is the position of your colleagues in the medical community to this?
And then that's the other sad thing, George. You know, as physicians, we take a Hippocratic oath to do no harm and to try to help others. And, you know, the position of the American Medical Association, most of the medical establishment, is right now there's not even an admission that directed energies weapons are in existence. And we've seen two of those in use in the public already. The active denial system that the Army has is a millimeter wave weapon that burns the skin at a distance using a microwave energy type of thing. They've had that on 60 Minutes and have attacked a reporter with it to demonstrate. And the LRAD, which is a long-range acoustic device, which by definition is a directed energy weapon, has been used in Pittsburgh at the G20 summit and in San Diego.
This is frightening. This is absolutely frightening. I mean, we're going to get into your thoughts on what people can do about this. I mean, I think it was Roger Tulsis who was my guest who was telling us about these beams into people, where some people actually think, John, that their neighbors are doing this to them.
That is what it's apparently geared to do. Now, I'm not saying neighbors aren't involved. A lot of times in situations, in our situation in San Antonio, there were some neighbors involved in the stalking aspect of it. But I think what the technology really is geared to do is to make you, when you start hearing the whispering voices that sound like they're talking to you or about you, a lot of times they sound like they're on the other side of the wall or outside the window. So you do start to think it's your neighbors. And I think it's really geared for you to do something stupid to your neighbors to seal your fate as far as a psychiatric diagnosis.